Hey guys, what's up? Welcome back to the Alpha Girl Confidence Podcast. I'm your host, Shay Haddo, and today is episode 199. Super excited for episode 200. Can't believe we've had 200 episodes. So make sure you keep your eye out for the episode next week, where we've got a really special one lined up for number 200. But in today's episode, it's going to be a powerful one as well. So make sure that you listen in. Today, we're going to be talking about what success actually looks like, how you can redefine your version of success. So how this episode topic came to mind was I was scrolling on social media, and it was on like a Tuesday that I was scrolling, and I saw a post from someone that I really admire, and it was something like how to achieve success. And so I was like, yeah, that's really cool. That's great advice. But then I was like thinking like, yeah, isn't that interesting that we tend to all think that we have the same version of success? And then the next day I was scrolling on social media again, and I saw another post about here's what success looks like, how to achieve success, all this kind of stuff. And then I'm really thinking like, wow, we all have such a like a narrow view of success, and that we tend to like follow other people's version of success. And if we follow someone else's version of success, whether that's a big house and lots of money and playing a pro sport and all this kind of stuff, if that's not really like what's important to you, but you go after that anyways, you're probably not going to be very fulfilled by that, or you're going to get burnt out as you're on your way to achieve someone else's version of success. So this was something that was important for me to look at. And because there's times where I get stuck in like looking at other people's version of success, and then I work and I grind, and then something doesn't feel right, or I feel burnt out, or I don't feel fulfilled. And now I know it's the reason why I feel like that is because that's not what success looks like for me. That's not what I want to work for. My version of success is going to be totally different than yours, is going to be totally different than anybody else in my life on social media, anything like that. So it's really important, number one, as you're listening to this episode, the big kind of idea is that it's so important for you to define what success looks like for you, not to go after what your favorite player's version of success is, or your idol, or your mentor, anything like that. It's so important for you to see, what is my version of success? How do I want to spend my time? How do I want to feel? Who do I want to be with, right? Where do I want to live? Like, what does my lifestyle look like? Those are all very specific questions. Like, if you really want to get into the weeds with this, those are all very specific questions that you can ask yourself to kind of like narrow down, like, what is my version of success look like, right? So again, it's how are you spending your time? How do you feel? Like, what is success? Like, what does that actually feel like? I think that's one of the most important things, is not just what does it look like on the external, but like inside, how do you feel? What does it feel like to be you as your most successful person, right? Then again, who are you with? Like, what kind of people are you surrounded with? What kind of environment do you live in? And then what is just your general overall lifestyle look like? Okay, so that's defining what it looks like for you. That's so important to just go through that, figure out what it looks like for you, turn off social media. Don't worry about what it looks like for anybody else. Because again, if you're chasing what somebody else's version looks like, it's not going to fulfill you at the end of the day. All right. And then the second thing that's really important to do when it comes to looking at success and figuring out how do I, you know, become successful and all that, is asking yourself, who do I need to become to achieve that level of success, right? So we usually just think of like, what do I need to do? Like, let's get the checklist out and like, tell me all the steps I need to take, the strategies, like, what do I need to do? Which that is a part of it, the doing. But more importantly is like, who do you need to be? Like, what kind of person is the person that would achieve whatever you want to achieve in your life, right? So maybe it's, oh, I need to be someone who believes in myself. I need to be someone who works hard and is able to work through the challenges of life. Someone who isn't afraid to take chances. Someone who isn't afraid to ask for help. So what does that person look like? That future version of you, what does that person look like? How do they behave? How do they think? And then see how you can actually start to become that person now, right? Like there's nothing stopping you from becoming the person you want to be other than you just thinking that it's unattainable. So if you want to achieve success, so let's say everyone has a different version of success, especially in this certain phase of your life. So let's say that you're a high school athlete, right? Your version of success right now might be to go play college sports, to be on the honor roll, to get your degree in nursing, like whatever that looks like, right? So that's beautiful. So what kind of person like does that thing? Someone who studies, someone who prioritizes their time, someone who takes care of themselves and their mental health, like figuring out how do I need to be now to take the steps to get to that, you know, in 3 years and 5 years and 10 years, however far you're kind of looking at success, right? The other really important thing to remember is that success and growth and achievement and all that stuff, it happens one step at a time. And sometimes it's going to feel like you're taking like 10 steps back. But the reality is with every step back, you're going to take more steps forward. Like the backward steps can help propel you to move forward and grow. So a reminder that that with success, with getting better, with achieving more, it's just about taking one step at a time, getting 1% better every day. And if you're watching on YouTube, I always reference the quote behind me, but it says real change, enduring change happens one step at a time. So if you're this person that has like these big goals and these big dreams, realize that it starts today. It doesn't start, you know, next year or next season. It starts today. Like what's one thing you can do to become the person that you want to become that will achieve that thing that you want to achieve? Okay. And then the last thing I'll say with this is keep in mind that your version of success will change over time. So my version of success as a college student is drastically different than it is right now. My version of success 2 years ago even is drastically different than it is now. So it's important to realize that you can change your mind. You can be like, you know what, that thing that I used to want, like that's not important to me anymore. So it's important to understand, yes, you can change your mind. And it's also important to reevaluate as you reach different phases of your life. And it may be like high school, you have a different kind of phase. You could call college is a different phase. Post-college is a different phase. But it could even be something that's not necessarily so structured. Like I said, 2 years ago for me, I had to reevaluate what it looked like because it was completely different. So realize that you can change your mind. You can redefine. You can keep redefining it. Maybe every year you kind of redefine what success looks like for you so that when you're working towards that thing, you're following your path. You're not following somebody else's path. Again, if you're not very clear on what success looks like to you, you're going to be following somebody else's path. And when you follow someone else's path, number one, you're not going to be fulfilled. And number two, you're probably going to burn out because it's not what you truly, truly want, like from a deep core version of who you are, right? So it's like almost like you're trying to be somebody else. Like you have your own path, follow that path and don't feel like you got to follow anyone else's path. All right. So I hope that was helpful for you. Again, as you're going through social media, it's interesting. Notice when you see those posts that say like how to achieve success and all that kind of stuff and take that in and learn from it. Cause there's a lot of good advice out there for how to, you know, have the typical version of success, you know, whatever that means, but also look at your own version first. And always that takes priority over somebody else's version of success. So if this is helpful, let me know, drop a review. If you haven't already, if you have dropped a review in iTunes, I really, really appreciate it. It means a lot. It really helps us to grow the show. So thank you so much for your support. If you want to learn more about how we can work together, check out the Alpha Empowerment Circle where we work with parents, we work with athletes, we have an awesome community of support, coaching calls, mentorship, all that so that you can really level up your confidence, not only in your sport, but in your life. All right, thanks again for checking it out and I'll catch you on episode 200 next week. See you there.